Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everybody and welcome to Internet Marketing. This is episode 85, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And today it's a brain dump from Kelvin, so put your propeller hats on. And today Kelvin's talking about his favourite Google Analytics reports. Enjoy.
In this month's brain dump audio podcast, where I share a how-to, I wanted to tie in with some of the themes we're covering next week in the premium podcast. Now, in the premium podcast, you get daily 10-minute training videos covering particular topics. And in this brain dump, I'm going to talk about my favourite Google Analytics reports. And that ties in quite nicely to some of the analytics topics we're covering in the premium podcast over the next week. So we're going to be looking at Crazy Egg, which is a real-time analytics solution that helps you make better design decisions. And I'm then going to delve down into the visitors area of Google Analytics, the traffic sources area of Google Analytics, the content area of Google Analytics, and the goals area. And then a final episode, which will be free and available on the website for free, is how to make Google Analytics reports more management friendly. So that's enough about what's going on at Premium Podcast at the moment. If you're interested in that, you can sign up for a week's worth of content for free there. That's at premium.internetmarketingpodcast.org. But now on to my favorite Google Analytics reports. Now I've got here four of my favorite reports from Google Analytics that I find particularly interesting. Now I'll talk you through the process of how you get down to these particular reports and what they show and why I find them interesting. Now first up is that actually within Google Analytics you can see how many people are accessing your site using a mobile device. Now that's fairly simple to do that. So if you go into your Google Analytics, you go into your report, and down the left hand side there you're faced with the standard menu options, which is dashboard, intelligence, visitors, traffic source, content, and goals. Now this particular report is within visitors. So if you click visitors, it opens up a pop down menu on the left hand side. Then if you click there, there is one which is mobile, and then mobile devices. You click that, it'll show you over the time period that you have specified, how much traffic and when you got it from search from mobile devices. But it then breaks down the different systems that people are using. So for example, when I'm looking at the Premium Podcast website, I know that the iPhone was our most used mobile device, then followed by the iPad, then the iPod, and then Android-based phones. So that's quite interesting there as well. So that's useful that if I, you know, on the Premium Podcast site, we provide the videos in Apple friendly formats that work on the iPad and the iPhone. But it could well be that if we weren't doing that and I looked at this data, I would then say, okay, well maybe I should be producing those videos in a mobile friendly format. And similarly, you can do that like for your website. Have you checked how it looks on a mobile phone? If going to this report, you see that the iPhone's really popular or Android's really popular. Have you checked that it performs okay and displays okay on those different mobile devices that are there? Really interesting. You'd be surprised how many people will be using mobile devices to access your site. And once you've got that data, it might well inform you whether you want to then go off and look into doing a redesign that works better for those ones, or changing some of the elements so it works better on those formats. So that's my favourite, one of my favourite reports, mobile devices data series. You can also find out the mobile carriers, but I don't know how accurate the information that they've got there, where it talks about the different networks that are being used to access you. Worth having a look. It kind of matches up, I suppose, on the premium podcast where it says O2 is the most popular, which is the most popular iPhone user, iPhone internet providers. That kind of matches up with the data that we saw on the previous one there as well. Now, another thing, my next favourite report, is to do with bounce rate. So if you click on your content tab that's there, and then you go to your top content, that will then generate a report showing the top pages of your site. Now, you can sort that by page views, by unique page views, by the time on the site, by the bounce rate. Now, traditionally, when you click to sort that by bounce rate, what would have happened is that it would only show you, it would sort by the most popular versions. Now, what it will do now, and this is a relatively new feature in Google Analytics, and what they've done is they've created what's known as a weighted sort. Now, if you go to your top content page that I just discussed, click by the exit rate to sort it by exit, and then a little button will pop up, a tick box, that says, do you want to use weighted sort? And what weighted sort does is it kind of reorders the, it's like a weighted sorting, but it reorders it. So if you'd have clicked just by exit rate, you would get some up there that had 100%. But those pages might only have got one or two visits. So if your exit pages had only been visited once and had a 100% exit rate, that's less concerning than your homepage having an exit rate of 70%, say. Now, when you click that tick box for weighted sort, what it does is it reorders it to identify to you those exit pages which have the highest exit rate, bearing in mind the amount of traffic that they've got, so the total number of exits there. So which one should you be concerned about? Now, that's really useful, because if on that exit pages are intermediate stages in your checkout process, or pages where, a landing page that you've got really strong calls to action to move people onto a next page. Now, they're really interesting to look at that and understand which pages are people leaving from. And you can do the same with bounce rates as well there. So that new weighted sort, I find really interesting to understand, what pages do I need to be improving? What pages do I need to be making it clearer what the next steps are? What pages am I sending undirected, unqualified traffic to that they aren't appreciating? And that new weighted sort in Google Analytics will allow you to do that. Similarly, in terms of improving conversion rates, is if you go to Goals tab on the left-hand side, and then go to reverse goal path, that will then show you for each of your conversions that you've had in that period of time that you have selected, the typical route that people made through that process. So which pages did they visit on the way to subscribing, or completing a contact form, or buying, making a purchase. Now, that's really interesting, because you might well find that the people who are going through this path don't match up with what you're saying. So maybe they're going to one page of the conversion path, so you've got like a three page checkout process, and then on page three they then go back to check something else. Maybe that's illustrating some information that's not on that page that you should be kind of you should be sharing within the checkout process as well. Or it can show you kind of, okay, are people going step one, step two, step three, back to step two, back to step three, back to step four again. And that'll be quite interesting to see, are you communicating effectively throughout your checkout process, or your contact us page, or various, really interesting information you can get out from that reverse goal path analysis there as well. And finally, another relatively new feature, which is the intelligence feature of Google Analytics. Now, what this allows you to do is to create custom alerts. Now, these custom alerts can inform you when certain things happen on the traffic of your site. Now, they could be, one I have set up for all my accounts is an alert that tells me if I've gone 24 hours without any traffic, because that tells me my website's gone down. It's not as good as some of the other options you can go through that will tell you when your site's down, because it'll already have been down a day by the point it does that. But it's well worth looking at as well. But you can also do it to set, okay, if bounce rates go up over a certain rate, or if traffic goes up by more than a certain proportion compared to your normal traffic, that can then send you an alert, which might let you know, have you been featured on a high profile website that's sending you lots of traffic? And when you've got those alerts, it allows you to take action then and there to rectify and deal with problems much more realistic. And that's what I think, you know, with all four of these reports, what I think is most useful about them is they're actionable. Now, analytics can give you all kinds of data, tell you all kinds of things, but unless you use it to take some positive action on your website, it's not been used to its full potential. And those intelligence alerts, I think, are a great way to get some information out that you can act upon for your website.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150, and you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.